Our first reading this morning comes from the prophet Isaiah. If you listen closely, it was the same reading that we had this past Sunday, the first reading. Our gospel comes from Luke, the Annunciation, same reading we had at the Immaculate Conception. I'm running out of stuff to preach on. We're just getting the same readings. And so I'm going to skip through the first reading, since you just heard a homily on it probably on Sunday, and go to the gospel. The gospel, of course, is the Annunciation that the church is giving to us before we celebrate the Nativity, how all this began in the first place. That before we're in Bethlehem at the Nativity, we need to go back to Nazareth at the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel goes to Mary and says, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." And we know that in that moment, that Mary, who could have said no, who could have asked questions, who could have resisted the will of God, said yes and ushered in salvation through her free yes. What's interesting, and I was thinking about this morning, what were the very last words that Mary heard the angel Gabriel say to her according to this gospel? The last words that were said to Mary, "Nothing will be impossible for God." Think for a second. How often would Mary have had to go back and to cling to those words, to that promise from the Lord that nothing is impossible for God? When she would have left the Annunciation and go back to Joseph, all confused, will he understand? Will he get it? Will he think that somehow I was unfaithful? That fear she had, she would have had to go back to the words, "Nothing will be impossible for God." When Joseph and Mary had to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem for the census called forth, think how many times during that nearly impossible journey, kilometer after kilometer, she would have had to go back to those words, "Nothing's impossible for God." When there was a threat against her newborn child, when King Herod wanted to take his life and they had to flee to Egypt, think how often she had to go back to those last words that the angel Gabriel said to her, "Nothing will be impossible for God." Mary, too, had to cling to the promises of God. And the promise of God for Mary is that nothing's impossible for God. She would have had to hold very strongly to those words. And so do we. Because there are so many things in our lives that we think are impossible. How will I ever repair this relationship with this person that seems so fragmented? Nothing's impossible for God. How will I ever get over this addiction? Nothing's impossible for God. How can I possibly deepen my prayer life when it seems so dry and I get so distracted? Nothing's impossible for God. How can I have clarity about the future when it seems so confusing? Nothing's impossible for God. Just like Mary, we too have to cling to the promises of God. If Mary had to, so do we. If Mary could, so can we. So wherever we need to cling to his promises, let's have incredible confidence that nothing is impossible for God.